So yesterday morning, I was feeling a little this weird like tightness sensation in my chest. I felt it a couple times yesterday, and I felt it again today at work. So I called a nurse and asked me a bunch of questions, and they told me to go to the ER. So that's what I did. Went to the ER. They're pretty serious about it. Anytime you feel chest tightness, they're worrying about the heart, which makes sense. Got hooked up with EKGs, ran a bunch of blood tests, did two chest X-rays. Everything came out fine, but it was just very worrisome. I'm only like 27. I was having chest problems, chest pain. I'm just grateful, and I've just been really reflective, especially on my long commute back, on just life and just how it turned out, how it could have turned out. But I'm just grateful that it was a good prognosis. Nothing bad came of it. Some of the worst parts were literally just right now ripping off the EKG leads. I was running late for getting on the freeway because I was down in LA. I don't live there anymore, so I had to commute about 70 miles. And if you've ever lived in LA, you know the traffic is horrendous. So I was just worried about getting on the road. So I left my leads on. I had 12 little like EKG leads all across my chest, all across my body. I literally just ripped those off now, and dang it was painful. I do remember though leaving work and seeing that it was only like 8 miles away, and it was gonna take me 25 minutes to go 8 miles because of just how LA is and how much traffic there was. And on the way there, I was just starting to get anxious, just thinking about the worst possibilities of everything it could be. I started worrying about, is it a heart attack? Am I gonna have a heart attack on the way there? What are the issues? Like, why am I feeling this chest tightness? Because I wasn't really feeling any of the other normal symptoms of a heart attack. Although, like, when you read up on like heart issues, there's a lot of like classic symptoms, but then there's always that line at the end that these symptoms may not show at all, or these symptoms may be totally different from you. Like, every single one is gonna be different. So that just kind of like started playing with my head, playing with my anxieties, began playing with my emotions. So I felt like I was getting more and more tight on the way to work, or to the hospital, getting more and more tight, just trying to figure it all out. And then on the way there, I had to go around the hospital. They told me to go to the ER. All right, go to the emergency room. So I'm trying to find parking, and I had to go park on the very, very top of the parking structure. There wasn't an ER parking section. It was just a drop off because I was driving myself from work. And it was just frustrating because it was just so packed. There was just so many cars. I'm at the literally the very, very top, the very, very far corner, and they're telling me to go to the ER for my heart. So that added to my anxieties, my frustrations. I started getting angry, getting a little frustrated, and I just like just it just felt like it made it worse. But the staff there were super nice, super amazing. They were like so helpful, very, very sweet and kind. And at the end of the day, the doctor said it was probably just it could be things that we eat can cause that, like acid reflux. It may not cause pain, it may cause pressure, but you never know. And so it was good that I did go in. Like, they told me to go in, so I listened to them. I mean, there's a part of me that just feels kind of dumb that it could have been just as simple as a heartburn, but there's another part of me that feels like I'm glad that I know, because they took chest X-rays, they did multiple EKGs, they did blood work. Blood work can tell if there's been stress on your heart. But it's just good to know that everything's fine. Like, they said I'm healthy, everything's fu like nothing came up in the X-rays, which is like in my mind showing no blockages, no nothing like that. But again, there is that insecure part of me that's thinking like, dude, like, you just went to the ER, spent some money, and sat there for a few hours, and what just almost feel like a waste of their time. Like, there could have been other people who really needed help, but at the same time, there's other part of me like it could have been worse. Like, there could have been something, and what if I didn't go? So I guess right now I'm still struggling with that thought and that idea words, because I don't know. I feel bad, almost like a waste of their time in a way. Like, that I wasn't as serious. Like, I came in for heartburn, but I guess this, I didn't feel that from them though. You know, I didn't feel that from the doctors. Like, I've wasted time. I didn't feel that from the nursing staff. I felt very well taken care of, even from the get. Like, I told him chest pain, and then even from the check-in lady, she's like, okay, we're gonna get you in. I felt taken care of, which is great. This is what you want from your healthcare provider. I'm just grateful that it wasn't as bad, that I do have healthcare, that I can go to the ER, and that everything was fine. I know it did cause some anxieties in me, I know in my wife, but I'm glad that I consulted her, asked her how to call the nurse, because we have with Kaiser, there's like nurse call line that we can call, which really worked out. And they're really, really helpful and really sweet, and asked a lot of questions. Because, like I said, I wasn't having those classic symptoms. They asked me if I'm getting lightheaded, was I sweating, was I feeling nauseous, when I stood up, was I like feeling like I was gonna fall over and faint, any like, you know, like the chest feel like it's getting crushed, like the classic symptoms of a heart failure. But I just felt this weird tightness, you know. And I guess it's another lesson I learned, is just like listen to your body. I was really contemplating not going and just muscling it out. But there's always that aspect of, you never know. Like, what if it did get worse and I was on the freeway on the way home, you know? What if it did get worse and I was in the middle of work? So there's always that, just kind of like that fear, the anxiety about it. But like I said, everything's fine. Everything's good. They gave me some antacids just to make sure that everything, it most likely was that. And like I said, I've read that it can show up that way. There's definitely distinct symptoms between the two. But I'm just grateful that everything worked out. And I'm sharing this. I don't know, just kind of get the thoughts out. I'm just quiet, like commuting on my way home. And just kind of like putting it out there. And just talking about it does help in a bit, in a way. I don't know if you found that helpful or entertaining, but I'm glad that, and I'm just grateful that you just took the time to just hear about my day, hear about my life, hear about my struggles. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening.